And Palestinians in the occupied West Bank have held an anti-Israeli demonstration. The rally was held in the city of Bethlehem. The protesters slammed Tel Aviv's occupation policies. They put up tents next to the so-called buffer zone. They argued that the wall between Bethlehem and Jerusalem al-Quds must be removed. The protesters also rejected the U.S. plan to recognize the holy city of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital. The rally was held in the run-up to the Nakba Day on May the 15th, which marks the displacement of some 750,000 Palestinians following the creation of Israel back in 1948. Press TV's Fatima Abdul Karim joins us now from occupied al-Quds. Fatima, welcome to the program. Talk to us more about today's demonstrations taking place in the occupied West Bank.
Well, at the moment, what's new is that the Israeli soldiers have retracted a few hundred meters away from the protesters. So the confrontation is on a very low scale at the moment as we speak. This has followed about 2 hours of tensions at the in northeastern part of Bethlehem, the illegal settlement of built on Mount Abu Ghneim between Bethlehem and Jerusalem al-Quds. That's where protesters were. They shouted slogans. They held. They walked in groups, they marched in groups, holding hands and raising flags and slogans and singing nationalistic songs. This was met by Israeli forces, tear gas grenades and sound bombs in attempt to disperse them, even though they were quite far away from the Israeli soldiers. At least three or four have been reported. By medics to have suffocated or reported. The protesters are still in London. They are trying to gather up again and take peaceful and nonviolent measures such as shouting slogans and nationalistic songs to express their rejection of not only the Trump move on Jerusalem and the declaration of its of the city as Israel's capital, but also to remind the world of the rights of Palestinian refugees who are now also at whose issue is now also at stakes.
And also a key fact and a key issue to these demonstrations that have been going on for weeks now is the relative silence of the international community and inaction with regards to the lethal use of force carried out by the Israeli regime against the peaceful demonstrators, mostly in the Gaza Strip.
That's absolutely one of the pillars and main slogans that were raised by the organizers and the protesters today. They were specifically backing the Palestinian leadership's demand of the international community to get involved by providing international protection for the civilians in the people and to be able to report that to international tribunals, including the ICC, the International Criminal Court, where one of the files to be reported to the court for using usage of lethal weapon that has killed over 45 Palestinians so far since the beginning of the return march, the return rally marches in Gaza. The tension has been spreading into the West Bank, and the anger has been mounting. We are expecting to see more coming up this week and next week as the what Palestinians mark as Nakba Day, the day of the catastrophe on May 15th, approaches.
Thank you, Fatima. Fatima Abdul Karim, our correspondent, joining us from Occupied al-Quds.